Hello, everybody. My name's Al Bianco. I was telling Josh before I got up here, I don't have any problem speaking in front of hundreds of kids every day. I'm a school teacher in town and have been for 31 years. And for some reason today, I'm extremely nervous. So bear with me a little bit. I want to share a little bit of my baptism testimony with you. What was your life like before you met Jesus Christ? For me, I lived a very self-centered life. Everything was kind of what's in it for me type of person. I lived in the flesh practically in every aspect of my life. When I was growing up, I went to church every Sunday with my family, but that was kind of it. I went to church, and there was nothing about reading the Bible and having a relationship with God. So throughout these years, and through some personal demons that I know a lot of us in here have struggled with, I've kind of had this hole in my heart. And so I know that the only way that's going to close that heart or that hole in my heart is to have that intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. So that's the kind of life I lived. It wasn't that I was out to hurt people or anything like that, but it was just a very self-centered living in the flesh type of life. Next it says, how did you get saved and come into a relationship with Jesus Christ? There's a little story behind that. I would come to the, as we know, we have a Wednesday service, we have a Recovery Friday service on Fridays, and of course Sunday services. And I had been coming here on Wednesdays and Fridays, and like Josh is going to do at the end here today, he would ask people to come up and to turn their life over to God and become saved. And I'd always chicken out. I would come here and I would always chicken out. And then I would leave, and there was always this tugging thing at my heart, saying, why didn't you do it? You know, why didn't you do it? And so I remember it was a Wednesday here last spring, and same thing. I had it in my mind I was going to come up here and get saved, and so I kind of was flinching a little bit, and somebody in here that a lot of us know, Kevin Nelson, I don't know if he's in here, kind of took my hand and walked me up here. And so that's how that kind of took place. I was scared and, you know, timid for whatever reason. And just to have that other person kind of hold my hand, you know, was such a blessing for me. How has your life changed since I've been saved? A lot of things. The most important thing is my relationship with God. That's the most important thing. And it's about each day when I get out of bed and throughout the day that I'm seeking God. I try to live in the Word now. Versus the flesh. I'm not perfect, and none of us are. And the thing that's so amazing is that God does forgive us our sins. And each day I do wake up and I thank Him for everything. You know, my life, as I said earlier, may have had that hole in it, but I have had such a blessed life. You know, I have three beautiful children. I have an amazing job. You know, I have been blessed, blessed, blessed. But there's one thing that has been missing, and that is God. How do you have a relationship with anybody? You know, you have to put forth effort in it. And for me, I have to get into that Word every day. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of things in the Bible that I have to read over 10 times to get it straight. And I have to have Josh or other people in here, you know, help me figure out what this verse means. So I have a couple verses that that really stick out. As a baby Christian, I am right now. I'm sure a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, I'll have other verses that, really stick out and, try to use in my life. But the first one I have is Matthew 6, 33. The most important thing on your mind should be God's kingdom and doing what God wants. And all those other things that you need will be given to you. I like that one because for me, I have a problem of getting my needs and wants confused tremendously. The second one that I think is one that I really like is Romans 8, 38 and 39. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons. Neither our fears for today, nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I think that's so good because, you know, I know for this person, sometimes we try to look for that perfect love in other things, people's places or things. I know that there's no other most perfect love than the love of Jesus Christ has for me and for everybody in here. Thank you. Thank you.